We'll open this up on the moment of silence for the moment of silence for the addicts and still stuff. God,
thank you, Lord. Grant me the courage to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, the wisdom to know the difference.
Okay, I'm Jim Nag.
Hi, Dale.
And just to recap just a little bit what we did last night is we went around the room and shared, got to know each other, talked about the newsletter or periodical we had been associated with, and talked just a little bit about the history and what was going on with that newsletter and periodical. There's a lot of questions. A lot of people have a lot of questions. We decided that Bill and I, as chairman of this meeting, decided that we take all those questions, all the questions that anybody had, write them down, and then start this morning working on an input workshop for the subcommittee to administer the publishing of the monthly magazine. That input workshop, does everybody have one of these? Flyer and a letter on the back? If you don't, they're up here. And we're going to refer to that, so maybe you want to get it out and look at it. That input workshop deals with these questions. Editorial and layout guidelines, production, distribution, and accounting guidelines, business organization proposals, and general method of fellowship direction and guidance. Additionally, a short name for subcommittee for the magazine. We felt that quite possibly all the questions on newsletters and periodicals could be addressed in that workshop. After we finish the opening stuff here, we'll officially open the WSC subcommittee workshop and then do that stuff and close it then at 5:30, leaving us an hour to accomplish a couple things, address any of the questions, to share our experience on any of the questions that remain unanswered after the workshop, after the magazine subcommittee workshop, and then talk a little bit about how we can coordinate between newsletter to newsletter and between the newsletters and the magazine, and talk about coordination of the services we provide. Okay, so maybe appropriate to that would be any questions that weren't included last night. Why don't I read off the list of questions that we have, and if anybody has anything to add, any questions that aren't substantially covered by these questions that have been asked last night, we'll add them to our list and then set about going on. Okay, maybe before that we could all just introduce yourselves around the room so we get a little comfortable and get to know each other. And if you're involved with a newsletter that we're going to be calling by name, just say the newsletter.
Okay. So. I'm Robin. I'm an addict.
Hi, Robin. Hello.
Paul. I'm
an
addict.
Hi, Paul.
I'm Charlie. I'm an
addict. Hi, Charlie.
I'm Susan. I'm an addict.
Hi, Susan.
I'm Evan. I'm an addict.
I am.
Miracles happen.
I'm Carol.
Hi, Carol.
I'm Bill. I'm Maddie.
Hi, Bill.
I'm Bill.
I'm Rick.
I'm Rick.
Hi, Rick.
I'm Nancy. I'm Maddie.
Hi, Nancy.
I'm Lisa.
I'm
Maddie. Hi,
Lisa.
I'm Michelle. I'm Maddie.
Hi, Michelle.
I'm Teresa.
I'm
Maddie.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, everybody. I'm Straight Nose Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
I'm Chris.
I'm
Ed. Hi,
I'm Winston, I'm an addict.
Hi, Bill.
I'm Bill, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Bill.
I'm Robert, I'm an addict from the Nashville News.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
I'm Bill and I'm an addict.
I'm Bill.
Okay, the questions that we've got so far are how to finance a newsletter, how to solicit input effectively, how to start a newsletter, least expensive production and distribution, should we edit newsletters, how to edit, reproduction of articles from other places, how to maintain a subscription list, where to distribute, and financing giveaways, magazines that we give away. Okay. Are there any questions that anybody has that aren't addressed in those? Yes.
Problems with releasing newsletters that people have had putting newsletters together, some problems that they've had to share the type of that.
Well, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of problems in each of these areas and all the other areas we're going to talk about. What specific problems were
there? Basically, with what you're looking for.
My name's Evan, I'm an addict.
Hi, Evan.
I brought this up earlier. It's just a question to me. Possible legalities you might face with publishing?
Legal implications of publishing?
Yeah, possibly, I don't know exactly what I would call somewhere in the line of copywriting or whatever. Because we have a question at Miracles Happen about that. And it was raised in question to the NA Ways. Forum that they set out when you submit the article, the release form.
Other questions? How about just traditions violations?
Right.
Any other questions? Okay. If there's no opposition, go ahead, Nikki.
I gotta go get out of there.
Okay. we'll open the workshop, the input workshop. Okay. I'm Jim Maddox.
Hi, Jim.
And I'd like to open this input workshop for the WSC subcommittee to administer the publishing of the monthly magazine on recovery from addiction, the NA Way. Okay. Again, I want to say this. Does everybody have one of these? What I'd like to do to introduce this workshop is to just read the letter. That's on the back. If you have one, follow along with. Okay. Hi, somebody else. Robin, you want to read the letter?
I'm Robin, I'm an addict.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Dear fellow member, we've been given the task of administering the publication of a monthly magazine on recovery from addiction, the NA Way. It is now time for us to prepare to distribute our written experience with this project so that the NA Fellowship may decide what it's going to what to do about its magazine and how to do it. The several areas of concern are, what should we call the WSC subcommittee formed to administer the magazine? What should the editorial and layout guidelines of the magazine be? What should the production, distribution, accounting guidelines of the magazine be? What sort of business organization should the magazine have? How should the fellowship direct and guide the staff of this magazine, which carries the NA name and could affect NA as a whole? These are heavy questions that require a broad base and group conscience. Therefore, we encourage you in your area to hold an input workshop to collect your membership's best ideas. Such workshops are already scheduled for Memphis, Tennessee at Thanksgiving. on January 6th and 7th at the Virginia Convention, and in Michigan, the evening of January 13th. The best ideas of members will be collected at these workshops and sent to the NA Way P.O. Box. On January 21st through 23rd, 1983, we'll have a workshop in Lisbon, Ohio, to compile all input into a set of proposals to be distributed to the Fellowship for a Group Conscience. At the 1983 WFC, representatives of the NA Fellowship will decide how the NA Way magazine and the subcommittee formed to administer it will continue. The NA Fellowship now has a monthly journal of recovery, a meeting in print. How would you improve it? How should it be administered? In loving service, the NA Way editorial staff to the WFC subcommittee to administer the publishing of a monthly magazine on recovery. Co-chairman editor.
Okay. On the other side, it lists them 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Is that the way we'd like to discuss them? Would that be the appropriate way to discuss them? So let's take some input on editorial and layout guidelines for the magazine. Yes.
My name's Evan. I'm an addict.
Hi, Evan.
Miracles Happen is like brand new, and we've been putting a lot of work into it, and we've been more or less coming here mainly for as much input as I can get on newsletter to take back to our subcommittee. But how we've been running it, we've been sort of stumbling through the dark, and but it's been working. When we decided that we would like that to include in our newsletter material by recovering addicts and pertaining to active recovery. And as stated in the minutes, we're excluding outside inputs. In editorials, when we get our input, to edit, our edit is very limited, usually to punctuation and the use of profane language, excluding it. The way we edit is we break up into groups of two or three, and we read the input and we discuss it, and we either, how we've been doing it recently, is we either put a check on it or an X on whether that committee member approves or disapproves. And then we go over it as a subcommittee and lay it out as there. We haven't gotten as far as pasteboard yet. And we're looking for some ideas on that also. Thank you.
I'm Jim and Ed. Probably what we best ought to do maybe is go over the guidelines that we've got to date, and you know, and then kind of go from there. Maybe even comment on what we have in this packet. The large sheet of papers that you got last night. Anybody here who didn't get a large sheet of papers last night are in the mail. There's a couple more here. We might have to work two to a copy. In there are a few pieces of paper on guidelines, editorial guidelines and layout guidelines, and it's all we've got to go from up until now. One of them's head is the WSC Anyways Magazine subcommittee. It's following is a compilation. That's two pages. One of them's headed, I forget what the heading is on it, but it's got 12 points on it.
Proposal for magazine.
No, yeah, that's one of them. That's the first one. And the second one has 12 points on it. Looks like this. Just some editorial guidelines. Layout guidelines. And the third thing I'm referring to is the release form. Okay. Those are, I guess, as yet, the only thing we have written. Winston, would you like to read those three things and then we can all be together with them?
You're filming which three they are.
Okay.
This is the first time I've seen this, Jim. I'm really kind of, I'll be glad to read, but I'm kind of behind on where y'all are.
First is this.
For the magazine.
Yeah. And there's two pages to that.
Okay, I got those two things.
Okay. Second is this. Got 12 points on the side.
Okay.
And third I'm talking about is this with place for signature.
Right, for the release. WSC, NAY Magazine Subcommittee. The following is a compilation of statements made by us at 1982 WSC. Suggestions of interested persons and proposals that comprise our subcommittee guidelines today. We are directed by WSC to administer the publishing of a monthly magazine on recovery from addiction, the NA Way. Title of the magazine, the NA Way. Proposals for magazine. 1. No names, initials, or any sort of identification, including geographical origin of articles. 2. Financial report of magazine in each issue. 3. Will obtain signed releases for articles. 4. P.O. Box, no personal addresses in magazines. 5. 2. Signature account. 6. Articles on recovery, personal and group service, no propaganda. 7. Charter subscription price, $8 for 12 issues. 8. No references to fellowship or program of B. No references to fellowship or program BNA, not Narcotics Anonymous.
All references.
Oh, gosh. All references to fellowship are program BNA, not Narcotics Anonymous. All right. No articles about structural service bodies or activities. We will publish most appropriate input sent in from NA members. 11. We will communicate regularly with WSC Administrative Subcommittee, care of the Chairman WSC. 12. Three members, Bill Z, Marilyn, Linda G, Georgia, and Jim M. Ohio, elected to this subcommittee in 1982 WSC to select chairman and implement directives, passed motion. Due to lack of precise directive from WSC, we decided to co-chair as follows. Chairman Service Coordinator, responsible for master file, archives, communication of other WSC subcommittees and other service units. Address, Articles and Service Correspondence 2, NAY Service Coordinator. Chairman/Editorial, responsible for composition and editing of magazine and fellowship magazine communication. Address, articles, input, and letters to magazine 2, NA Way, Editor P.O. Box 110, Lisbon, Ohio, 44432. Chairman/Production, responsible for printing, distribution, and accounting for magazine. Article, address, article subscriptions and changes of address to NAY Production Manager, P.O. Box 110, Lisbon, Ohio, 44432. Magazine will look like this. White cover with black letters. Front, back. To promote unity in the NA Fellowship by printing articles on recovery. Haven't I read these 12?
No, excuse me just a second. There's supposed to be a heading there.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
Statement of purpose and function.
Statement of purpose and function.
Statement of purpose and function. One, to promote unity in the NA fellowship by printing articles on recovery from the disease of addiction. Two, to accurately express group conscious cross-section of recovery experience, printing articles sent in by NA members. Three, to print any appropriate article without inferring that any requirement is on NA recovery but the desire for recovery. Four, to promote group autonomy by offering different contrasting expressions of recovery that may be used to promote development and maintenance of a group's atmosphere of recovery. Five, to print articles that will help addicts seeking recovery to find recovery. Six, to express only NA recovery and limit contents to NA Step Tradition Fellowship-oriented material. Seven, to offer subscriptions to NA members and remain a non-profit service to NA. Eight, to maintain a totally volunteer staff until such time that the NA Fellowship requires that special workers be hired. Nine, to structure magazines so that it remains responsible to the Fellowship of NA and its representatives. Ten, to print only articles directly related to finding and maintaining recovery from addiction. 11, to assure the anonymity of staff and contributors of written material. 12, to print all articles anonymously, deleting references to all personalities and geographic areas, to promote the principles of recovery from addiction as introduced and defined in our basic text and as expressed by NA members. This is the release form. All right. All material submitted must be accompanied by a signed witness release. I hereby give the NA Way magazine, its successors, and assigns, and those acting on its authority, permission to copyright and or publish any articles, poems, or other written material pertaining to my personal story of recovery from addiction and my personal experiences with or opinions about the NA Fellowship or program. I understand that additions may be made to my written material and that it may be changed or edited. I further understand that every effort will be made to assure my anonymity. I possess full legal capacity to exercise this authorization and hereby release the NA Way magazine from any claim by myself, my successors, and or my assigns.
Okay, any questions, comments,
yes, sir,
feedback on any of that, our current operating guidance?
Yes. My name is Ed, I'm an addict.
Hi,
the statement of purpose and function in the subcommittee, small campus subcommittee, these pieces of literature here, are they suggestions from the NA Way? Are they suggestions that guidelines from WFC? Where do these things come from?
Okay. I can briefly answer that. The first two pages that are headed inappropriately WSC NA Way Magazine Subcommittee were the written compilation of two meetings that we had in California, the first at the WSC and the second at the home of a member, by those folks that were excited about this thing happening. Okay. The 12 points were things that were addressed from the podium at the World Service Conference. To the best of our memory, when this was written, the minutes of the conference weren't available to us at that time. The exact expression of those things is all available on the tapes for the conference, which are available here from Bill. The second statement of purpose and function came primarily in, it's just a proposal from the editorial committee as to our purpose and function, how we feel about what we're doing, an expansion on a previous thing, and it came as response to an accusation that we might violate a tradition. You know, we got real angry because we felt we enhanced traditions rather than violated them. And this is how we felt we enhanced them. We were directed to have a release. This release is our first draft of a release. It was taken from several sources of literary releases, and we tried to adapt it to our uses. And we feel we're not lawyers in any way, but we feel that by signing this release, somebody who submits material claims in possessing full legal capacity to exercise the authorization responsibility for any plagiarism. Okay. The contributor is therefore responsible for any plagiarism. We're not lawyers. We don't know that. There's no sure whether that's the case. But that's the source of all this stuff.
Honey's problematic. I've sent this release across my attention by some people in my area, and I have no opinion on it this time, but it's a sentence. I understand that additions may be made to my written material and that it may be changed or edited. And I had some members in my area express some concern about that statement. And they, you know, because of that statement, they weren't going to send anything in for publication or anything. And I don't know if I could take something back to them, maybe why that's an error, the purpose, or what the intention is of that. Maybe it'll help clear some things up for them.
I think that's exactly what we're getting at in this first proposal. We're taking input on editorial guidelines, layout guidelines. We're talking about editorial guidelines. Okay, referring back to the point on the original proposals for the magazine. Okay, number 6. Articles on recovery, personal and group service, no propaganda. That's exactly what this refers to. Each of us, personal, I'm stating a personal opinion, each of us personally is limited in our ability of expression of recovery. A lot of written material on recovery is very, very valid and beneficial. But it becomes more valid and more beneficial, especially when it's spoken to common experience. When you know, I write it down, I give it to you, you add something, you give it to Charlie, he adds something, okay? And we go on that way, and it becomes more valid. Certain personal expressions of things, if not edited, violate the spirit of our steps and our traditions, our program, where the meaning is clear, but the words don't express that. That's kind of what editing of a magazine is a magazine on recovery is spiritually about, in my perception. One of the things, you know, we talk about NA recovery and an NA magazine. We have a style sheet in our literature movement which just gives us a basic outline for editing so that our language is consistent with the rest of our literature, and our steps and traditions give us a basic editorial policy, an outline for editing. I think we need to establish more written guidelines than we have here for editorial policy. And one of the things is that then that resource is available to the fellowship, and newsletters can choose to use or not use that, but as a fellowship we have guidelines for editing periodicals. Do you have more on
that? Just on this, yeah, comment. I know some people would rather see their article not even put in rather than have the, some of the sentences changed and some of their meaning changed. And I don't know if there would be some way to communicate back and forth. I know to get Constantine and Spencer, that would be the only solution that I see, some type of communication back and forth from the author to the bank.
We've done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We already do that. We try not to, as a magazine, just to say what we do in any way. We do our best. Of course, we're, you know, self-will run riot. We wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
We do our best to not do any of this alone. Communicate with the author. Communicate with other members of the editorial committee, whoever's in attendance when we're editing the magazine. Usually, it goes through more than one draft. Usually, it goes through two.
I'm Fred, I'm Addict. I'm going to say this and sort of be putting words in your mouth, and that way you can say whether I'm wrong or right. What I would assume when you were talking about that sentence you just read about the edit would be for maybe for brevity, or in other parts of this package it says, you know, where you want to delete stuff about areas and geographical locations, you might want to just sort of leave that out to where, you know, somebody, I guess, wouldn't get the big head about here's something about Tennessee or blah, 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 or, you know, something like that. Is that kind of what you had in mind?
Certainly part of it, yes.
Yeah.
Well, and also, you see, when we put these together, it happens to be a point in time in the fellowship. And at this point in time in the fellowship, talking about a fellowship-wide recovery magazine, if somebody looks to the end of the article and sees Atlanta, Georgia on there, they've already decided what the article's about. They look to see California at the back, and they've already decided what the article's about, and they don't read. You know, and that flavors on it.
Right.
And it breaks anonymity, the anonymity of the article.
Name, you know, Jim, or whatever. So I like it.
Even more so. And that's where we came from when we were establishing all this. Now, what we need to address, one thing, is something that can stand for a period of time, that can go on with the magazine.
Is that common to have that paper?
Yes.
Okay.
That's typical literary release.
That's
what
I thought. It's
capital release.
Okay.
Yeah. I think everybody can see why it would be typical in a literary release.
I thought it was.
My name's Evan. I'm an addict.
Hey,
stepping back a little bit, you're saying about in the process of editing, adding on, passing it, and adding on. I sort of missed something there. Are you getting on along the lines of turning it from an I opinion into a we? Is that what you're getting at when you're talking about that?
Well,
because I really didn't catch all that.
One of the things about this magazine and our recovery articles and newsletters is that we can express some my opinions through, you know, some one member opinions. That's one of the freedoms and one of the beauties of this magazine and of newsletters. But by the same token, something that's real radically off the wall, I think would be, you know, wouldn't be carrying the message. It's just my opinion. Wouldn't be carrying the message. Now, I guess in terms of saying something that's real radically off the wall was. If somebody said, you know, I relapsed 5 times and I recommend that to anyone, you know, I think we could safely say that's not carrying the sort of message that our steps and traditions talk about.
Okay, I just wanted a little clarity on that.
We're interested in carrying the message of recovery, that's just...
You know, again, until we get written guidelines for these things, like we're all on thin ice when we're saying one's one and another's the other. This is recovery and this is disease. It's an arbitrary position, and therefore the broader the base and group conscience making those decisions, and the more general, at least, things we have written down, the better.
I'm going to
address something else.
Okay, I'm Robert, I'm an addict.
Hey, Robert.
And on 8 and 9, on proposals for the magazine, I think that was the first thing Winston read. 8, all references to fellowship or program be NA, not Narcotics Anonymous. That time, I kind of don't understand that. And 9, on no articles about structural service bodies or activities, that I guess that applies directly to the NA Wayne, or would that apply also to the newsletters, like, you know, something telling you about the world's convention, say, or this thing, going back to Nashville?
Okay, I think this number 9 I'll be talk about first. I think number 9 is a basic difference, primary difference between the Fellowship Wide Recovery magazine and the newsletters. You know, whereas newsletters are not only free to but encouraged to report, our business isn't reporting. Our business is not reportage; it's articles. Is that clear? All references to fellowship or program, BNA, not Narcotics Anonymous. You know, we're walking on X. We're doing something new, and we don't know if we can't. You know, we're talking about the whole question right there, and that number 8. We're talking about the whole question of whether we're an outside enterprise or an inside enterprise, and what we can say and what we can't say. And we don't have any positive direction from an incorporated board of trustees that owns this magazine, or with a corporate charter that speaks specifically to that thing. We don't have right now a legal entity that protects us within and without the fellowship. And this is, you know, the only thing we could come up with right at that first time to not precipitate any controversy and an attempt to, you know, that's just, I guess, a stab in the dark, you know. It was a suggestion that was made, and we followed. Winston, Mickey.
All right. If this question has been addressed in a previous meeting, just say, help me to ask somebody, because I don't want to slow this thing down. What's the difference between NA and Narcotics Anonymous?
Do you want to speak to that and in your comment?
I had a prime experience in Breckenridge with our first issue. We reprinted the letter from the board trustees congratulating fellowship on the book, which read Narcotics Anonymous spelled out. Automatically, we should have put in there, not meant our full name saved to the newsletter. Okay, I hope that thank you. This. And
can I expand on that?
Yeah.
Okay, the perception is shared at the World Service Conference, the first couple of them that I attended in 80 and 81, is that we're not breaking somebody's anonymity by sending them something that says NA, the NA way. We're not breaking your anonymity by sending you that. But if it says the Narcotics Anonymous way, and you're carrying it around, we have broken your anonymity. Okay? Because NA can mean anything. Now, we know what it means, but that's the perception, the historical perception that we've worked through in making this guideline. Okay? That's what's been shared with us at the World Service Conference. For instance, as an example and illustration, our convention flyers can have the NA logo or the initials NA on them. While it's a sixth tradition violation, it's been decided that it's a sixth tradition violation to spell out Narcotics and Anonymous. You know? Did you have more and just spoke to that?
I got a course. Like we're talking on like outside, like the cover, if it's mail. We're open safe newsletter. Well, that's between covers.
We just decided to throughout it. It was just going to just throughout it.
Well, certain newsletters aren't on a season day. I know. I mean, we're still we're learning. We're going to learn public what right, what's wrong, what we ought to be doing, what we're not doing. And that's, there's two styles of publications, you know, and it doesn't really make a whole hell of a difference.
No.
But I wanted to address a whole different thing.
Okay. I have a question in my mind about this whole thing. Do we, by saying this, you know, establish ourselves in, at least historically speaking, establish ourselves as an outside enterprise? I just thought of that.
Yeah, my questions to my questions to this were one is that what's spelling out Narcotics Anonymous in a newsletter, would that be, as it's stated in the approval text, riding on the coattail or using the name the better?
You see, if in fact we consider ourselves an outside enterprise, yes.
Okay. And another, and coming into mind, would a copyright, say a Karina copyright, would change that by all means, would it not?
Okay, I hear what you're saying. In other words,
I mean, I'm speaking directly towards the NA way.
Yes. If in fact,
so that would change the guidelines.
Yeah, it sure would. If in fact, now I'm not sure that my facts are quite right, but I'll state them anyway. I think the NA logo with the circle around it is copyrighted by Karina. Whether that's cool or not, I don't know. I won't make a statement about that. But I don't think, have anywhere, you know, I may be corrected, the anyway logo with a circle around it, and then stating that we've got a copyright on that. I don't think we have that anywhere.
I've done extensive research trying to find out something, you know, to that subject, and nothing is in writing. I'm wondering, like, if Karina lives or the fellowship holds copyright in essence to the literature, or does Karina itself?
Okay, as it stands now, the 1982 WSC decided substantially that we, the fellowship, through the World Service Conference, elects the board of directors of the World Service Office, and thereby controls the copyrights. The fellowship controls the copyrights through the board of directors of the corporation.
The fellowship is free to use our symbol of identification. Question mark at the end.
You see, this is we have large question marks in this area because we lack definite direction. Yes.
My name's Adam. Regarding this NA and Narcotics Anonymous, and another false fellowship in their newsletters that I've received. On the outside of it, when it's mailed, there's no mention of the fellowship. But on the inside, the full name is there. I think the name Narcotics Anonymous in the material brings out a better perspective in some ways. If we have a newsletter or a magazine sitting in a hospital or institution or in a jail, and there's no mention of Narcotics Anonymous in there, it's just NA. Some people might not know.
And I think what we, if we are a subcommittee, H&I is a subcommittee. Are they?
To that effect, I think, you know, like we're kind of breaking some new ground here in an input workshop, and we need to write down some input. I'd like to entertain a motion just from the feeling around that we don't use NA, or we don't use Narcotics Anonymous on our covers, but we use the whole word spelled out in Narcotics Anonymous where it's input that way from the inside of the magazine. If somebody chooses to make that motion.
I'd like to make a motion that the NA be used out of those magazines and the content inside would have the name Narcotics Anonymous.
Could
have the name Narcotics Anonymous.
I'm going to write this down myself, so. Go ahead, Bill, you call me when it's
I can't make a motion. I didn't make that motion. I can suggest that the name of the Narcotics be only used on the inside of not only magazines, but newsletters.
We're talking about it would be like jumping on bounds to suggest what newspapers and newsletters might do in that way. Right? That's fair. So we're kind of saying, you know, saying something from newsletters which we don't have the right to do right now. That's fair. That's it. Okay, the NA only appear on covers outside, and it may be spelled out Narcotics Anonymous within the covers. Okay, now, I just want to reiterate exactly what we're doing here. This is an input workshop. This is the input, the compilation workshop. And all these suggestions as compiled will go out to the fellowship for a vote. Yes, discussion.
Okay, this is input for guidelines for any magazine with newsletter carryout, or just the NA West.
Bill and I just talked there earlier. What we're doing, this is an input workshop for the NA Way magazine. Anything that's usable from this, you know, might be used for newsletters at some time in the future, but we don't have the scope to do that, to talk except for the NA Way here and now. Pardon me? Oh, this workshop right here, it's a newsletter periodical workshop, and then we open a workshop, an input workshop for the subcommittee to administer the publishing of the monthly magazine. That's what we're in right now, is a workshop for an input workshop for the subcommittee, WSC subcommittee to administer the publishing of the monthly magazine. Okay. And hopefully a lot of the things that we do can be applied to newsletters. But
And one more thing. How does it bypass what we brought up earlier about Narcotics Anonymous being spelled out? Because it is not what we discussed earlier about the methods, the clean card.
Yeah, but the newsletter comes with variated format where the NA way has one specific fit inside between cover format.
Right.
But the same concept can apply, like the newsletter's folded, the outside pages, you know, and then to be used in the inside pages if the newsletter wanted to use that.
What if we don't go to that folder?
I mean, if they find, like, inside the envelope, maybe, in mail or something.
Right.
This is our being an anonymous system. But, you see, that would be responsible. Each of us is directed by the ninth tradition to make those decisions with our newsletters in the spirit of the guidance.
I think the root of the public all being is that an outside enterprise, and as it explained yesterday, was that the swinging back constitutes an outside enterprise. Therefore, it's like the patient's outside enterprise. Not only the NIA, the full kind of team outside enterprise. But when we're hearing our message, and Jesus my message, and I'm talking about my program, I'm not being able to.
I like to talk about something right here in terms of outside enterprises. One of the models, since the models that we have studied in preparation of this here are other 12-step fellowships, vehicles similar to this. I guess my basic observation as Coach Annette of other fellowships work is that they treat their meetings in print as inside enterprises. And I feel it would behooves us to, and this is the first step towards treating DNA Way as an inside enterprise. But that's speaking to the pro of emotion, and you better disregard that when you vote. Well, I guess it's speaking of the ramifications of if in fact you choose to accept it. Is there any further discussions remaining for the motion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Reached the motion restated. Do you want to use yours? The motion restated is that NA only appear on covers or outside, but that Narcotics Anonymous may be spelled out inside the magazine. That's substantially correct.
Well, that, yes, I'm trying to think of a better way to clarify that. If anybody can, I will withdraw that.
One of the things is that we can provide input and the compilation workshop can do that for us.
Mr. Chairman,
would that, with the style of how NA on the cover being presented, would that be affected by the copyright of that emblem? I mean, a couple months ago we were talking about that certain emblem today with the circle as it is a copyright.
If in fact that's the case, but I'm not, you know, that's, I'm on safe ground. That's hearsay. That's the case.
Okay.
So it's really not something that we can include in the discussion.
Okay.
The best way to check that out is to check directly with WSO Inc. Okay, any more discussion germane to the motion?
I just want to set up a. Something in my own mind, I guess what
work together, correct the problem that this, the content of the segue, this editorial policy, whether it's based on traditions and the close stuff, it is being treated more or less as a written meeting, 10-8 meeting. So we do follow, it does follow traditions, I guess, in the editorial policy. So it is an inside, she is an inside panel, not an outside enterprise. That's my understanding. I know it's still gray. I mean, I know there's still controversy.
But that's part of the discussion.
Right. I realize that.
That's kind of what this motion is suggesting that it might be.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
Went off the wall. The thing that is the business end of it that is the outside.
We've got... it's two things. First, editorial and layout, and then production, distribution, and talent. A lot of... Yeah, business organization is all further than that. Okay, discussion remains the motion. Seeing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Make a promise, we gotta keep the input. Okay. Any other comments, input? What y'all do at home? Editorial policy? How we can handle it effectively?
I don't know, I missed a little bit. I had to go in the room for a while, but I was just listening to you talking about laying around or exit out parts and stuff like that. Definitely. You're talking about...
Oh, yeah.
Narcotics.
Yeah, they should carry a better message when it's done that way.
For the national news, we used the film on the first part of Nashville.
Yeah, well, you see what happened was that this guy right here, he manipulated us. What Bill wanted was a good calendar of events in the back, so he suggested we just don't have nothing like that, you know, so the fellowship would respond with, yeah, we ain't gonna have it. There's some logistical problems with that. In the first place, in a magazine such as this, magazine such as this, right now at this point in time, we couldn't publish nothing that wasn't at least 90 days away. Okay. Second thing is that, no, it's going to get worse. Second thing is as it goes along, that's going to move up to probably 6 months. Why? Because issues are going to be prepared more in advance.
Can't you say calendar until the last day you do the work?
There's still a logistical problem with it. In other words, we would have to ensure editorially, if we accepted something like that, we'd have to make some provision editorially that what got in there wasn't stuff that already happened. It's the only thing I'm saying. We just need to ensure that there's, with deadlines, that what we include hasn't already happened. I don't want to muddy the waters with that. I think it can be real good input.
I would like to make a motion that we include a calendar for a list of the activities or events for the fellowship in any way.
My name's Emma over there. In view of what was just discussed, I don't see how that's possible, although with the time schedule you are talking about, you could, so on the level of large scale events, world conventions, WFC, maybe a workshop, regional convention, things along that nature. As I know it, you're going to have I have anything to say about it. If you're going to have a calendar input, it's going to take up half a book if I could see that it will. Because I'll send you everything. Mm-hmm. I get my hands on it. That's all.
Just as another point on that, there's been no problem up to now that I've ever seen with the fellowship being reformed and things like the World Convention, World Service Conference, and all of that. And it seems like a dear waste of time, effort, and space to include something in a way that everybody pretty well knows about anyhow.
I was making reference to as if there would be challenges. Not necessarily have a calendar.
This motion is about to die for the lack of a second. If it does, Chair will entertain a motion that the NAWA editorial committee explore the possibility of including events, calendars and events, and what calendar would best suit the needs of fellowship.
I got
Is there a second
for the motion on the floor? There's
not a second for the motion. There's a motion being entertained right now that the editorial committee look into the possibility of a calendar of the event.
At the editorial committee, looking for the possibility, and exploring the possibility of putting the calendar in the magazine.
Well, I just want to maybe clarify the process a little bit. There are certain technicalities that the editorial committee would be able to further discuss the feasibility of that.
as far as getting in for here and there, verifying this and that, and if it really is true, to get a concise calendar. We get input from worldwide. I mean, you know, we need to be talking calendar. We're both sides. I'm Robin, I'm an addict. When I first started this magazine, I thought that was one of the things that I asked, why isn't there a calendar of events? And I'd really like a calendar of events included, you know, that would be nice. The only thing I start thinking, and like Evan said, man, he'll send us anything, you know, if there happens to be, you know, Dublo's anniversary down the street, you know, they're going to have a little party, Evan's going to send it. The thing that I was thinking of, and I guess asking people that are going to be involved in future input workshops, is to sort of decide what type of calendar of events they would like to be included, you know, like whether they want to limit it to regional events. The problem with that is there are some areas that are stuck out, you know, somewhere that don't belong to a region. They don't have a region around. There are lots of problems involved in that calendar event, and I guess basically what I'm asking is, if that finally does come about, you know, what do we want in it? You know, what do we want that calendar to be? I guess those are the kinds of things we need to explore. So input along those lines for that final compilation of stuff, I think, is a good idea.
Somebody claimed with last year's WSC notes, can you respond to that?
Well, I don't know if I can respond. My name's Evan.
Hey,
I don't know if I can respond to the full question, but I found out here that I got a set of minutes from Columbus, and I originally didn't have any minutes. I brought them out here, and I found out that they sent the minutes out 5 days ago. And they should be, and the fellowship report is in there, in those minutes. But with, as it stated, with the minutes, with the fellowship report, has it faded in the back because of distribution problem with the distributed PSR? Is their responsibility to distribute it at the regional level, PSR at the area level, PSR at the level, down the line?
No.
No, that's why I can't answer that full question.
I'm Jim and Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll respond to it from my memory, because I don't have a set of minutes. My memory tells me that WSC Administrative Committee was directed to produce a quarterly fellowship report to be distributed to the fellowship.
That was my understanding.
Yes. Okay. So that's the directive of the conference to the Administrative Subcommittee. We have nine sufficient problems. So, we're trying to work through our nine sufficient problems here. But, you know, and the best thing we can do is get lots. Okay, the motion on the floor is that the editorial committee explore the possibility of feasibility of including calendar of events in the NA. Been moved and seconded?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. See no further discussion? All in favor, signify the same. Opposed, same sign. Motion.
Aye.
Motion carried. Do you want to hand count?
No.
Okay. That's basically how I run the meetings with voice vote, unless it seems closed, and then take a hand count.
further input. Editorial policy input. How should we edit? What should we edit? Should we? Is everybody acquainted with the style sheets? Is anybody acquainted with the style sheets? Anybody see the style sheet in the back of the gray book? Anybody have a gray book?
Anybody have it?
Huh? I might be able to do it by memory. I can do it pretty close by memory because I was one of the authors of the style sheet. Primarily the style sheet and gray book and that the lyrics committee can use to make everything consistent goes a little bit like this. Style sheet for literary review or writing. For instance, use the word clean instead of the word sober in reference to our condition of being free from drugs, chemical free. Use the word recovery instead of the word sobriety in reference to our condition as recovering from disease addiction. And, you know, on and on. I think our basic text illustrates this language with language in the basic text, except when other language has been used for emphasis, has been our editorial policy to date. You know, we have a knee-jerk changed words according to a style sheet, you know, when it would be inappropriate. Because some of those words that I just mentioned have been used as illustrations. Now, is everybody comfortable with that? With primarily, are we comfortable as an input subcommittee with making the language in the recovery magazine consistent with basic text? Well, we don't have that written down anywhere. Somebody
I would
like
to make most of it basically the sentence and the NA way is with
I would say something, just in comment on that. And that style sheet was just a first draft that's in there, and the style sheet has evolved in the editorial conscience of the literature committee to a much more sophisticated point than that style sheet. Okay.
Yeah, that's
only that. And our approval form, which we have in our hands, our approval form, the basic text, illustrates that.
Thanks, Bob, on
that.
Bob. And I really like that. And, you know, personally, I agree, but, you know, from what we said before, that this is basically a meeting on paper. And even though I really suggest to a lot of people, and when we have speakers, I suggest it in the keeping in a recovery, you know, not to use the, you know, just what you were talking about, clean and sober. I don't sit there and edit what they say in a meeting, you know, a discussion meeting or a senior meeting. I just thought I'd throw that out, just throw it out and let people think about it. But that's something real and something I believe strongly and not in censoring people's ways of pushing and talking about it because, you know, I can preach to them, but what they need is their opinion. And, there's nothing I can do to control that person's pain.
Any more discussion? This motion? Carol.
My name is Carol Romantic.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Carol.
You know, I agree with what Bob just said, you know, about over the point you made about not censoring your meetings. But, you know, I have a real strong feeling about our written words. You know, and our fellowship right now is going through kind of a transition process, you know. And I think that especially during this transition period, it's real important for Narcotics Anonymous Recovery to be expressed in our written words, especially in our magazine. You know, in our sixth statement of purpose, I see it starts to express only NA recovery and limit content to NA steps, traditions, fellowship-oriented material. You know, if we're going to need another form of media, for lack of a better word, if we were going to put an example of a meeting on tape, you know, I think we would edit out what we were uncomfortable with so that, what didn't reflect NA to cover, so that anybody reading it wouldn't be confused. I don't know, maybe somebody can help me say what I just said, because I'm not real good with words, you know, and that's why I need somebody to edit what I write, you know, because I'm not good with
words. Yeah. Okay.
The life of dipping on code. Where are you going with that?
I don't know.
The Christ known as the fellowship and stands on its own, has its own recovery. For me, I think it is a better way to do it. For me, when I was in Warren, Ohio, I stated that my name was Bill Lovett, alcoholic, drug addict, travels over people, places, streets, and anything else changes my mood. And they came up to me very wise, dope thing came up to me. You've been reading your own lecture? And of course, you know how. Of course, I have. Well, there's one word in there you've been missing. I think not only covers the what you used to move back further than at what cost the addiction to control and the addiction to you know, being right, things like that. Maybe it's the man. Maybe it's the man. I'm hardline NA recovery, and there was a letter sent to the World Service Office Incorporated in New York City of Alcoholics Anonymous. Faith with the tradition violation cooperation association. And it stated that the letter they got back from the WSOE Convention AA said that the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous is beautiful, it's viable, it works to save lives. It went on for 2 pages, and at the bottom of the page it says, however, we now have our own fellowship. We now should be unified and identify yourself and say everything to this. They said the only problem with Narcotics Anonymous, and they said we can identify because we were able to say it's very easy that we don't follow their own tradition, their own style. They use other thoughts of exposure, use other thoughts reality, and it's not copyright. The word sober is part of the English language. I guess one of the things for me is that when I hear Joe Bloke, Bone Puck, I'm an addict, I can identify. It's very important that the addict who still suffers identify as quickly and as comfortably as possible. When he comes in, wherever he comes in, he's an alcoholic and chooses to come into AA fine. And if he's an addict, chooses to come into Narcotics Anonymous, he wants to stay clean and work on his recovery, the easiest the way to do that is to stay on the net, work on the whole aspect of it.
I think that the main thing that we need to think about here is we're talking about editorial guidelines. We have a directive from WSC that says to administer the publishing of a monthly magazine on recovery from addiction the NA way.
Mm-hmm.
I think in line with this motion, the motion being that the language in the magazine be in agreement with the language in the basic text, is basically talking about recovery from addiction the NA way. I don't think this is, it doesn't say to administer the publishing of a monthly meeting in print. And I think that's what we need to talk about here.
Okay. Discussion germane to this motion to be consistent with the basic text in our language. Seeing no discussion, that discussion.
Just a real short point on Brian and things would be the only way to follow the first year edition.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
I was just, I mean, I'm the first one in my area to drive up on somebody who's just at a cross of district, you know, an alcoholic, and I'm the first one to corner and jump on their ass about it. But there's a couple people that keep insisting on calling themselves cross addicts and dually addicted and all that bullshit and chemical dependence. And I don't, you know, I'm glad you brought up what you did, because, you know, I don't jump up at a meeting at the same.
That's when I hear somebody, you know, newcomers give me an opportunity to share and enhance my recovery. When I hear somebody identify themselves as an addict alcoholic, as a drug addict, as a chemical dependent, I hear chemical denial and an opportunity to share my recovery with someone who's a denial. Insidiously, maybe, but yet in denial. Evan and then
my name's Evan over there. I was just looking at this again. I was going to move for something, but it falls under production and distributing.
Okay, we'll move on very expediently, too.
I'd like to address something on the proposals for the magazine.
Yes.
As I understand, articles on the public personal and group service, no propaganda. I think that propaganda needs to be defined. Because propaganda, as I understand it, the dictionary says that somebody else in the school that's a live word that speaks.
I'll try to give you what we're talking about then. This fellowship and any, even meeting, includes political factions, political meaning people. You know, people factions on, you know, like board of trustees likes to talk about if we want to move this can from this table, all of us, we can sit here and talk for 3 hours about how to do it and disagree. That's what we're talking about in terms of propaganda here is the political faction propaganda that's included in the service, structural service portion
of our fellowship. Everybody's got a different way to do it. We just kind of decided we weren't going to participate in that as a magazine to talk about recovery from addiction. Structure, service, bodies, and activities.
We use the word propaganda when defining propaganda.
Yes, I know.
I understand the political aspect.
How about item 4 on purpose and function, statement of purpose and function? Yeah.
Four, to promote people's comments by offering different contrasting expressions of recovery that may be used to promote development and maintenance of a group atmosphere for recovery.
Could you read item number 2, please?
Two, to accurately express the conscious cross-section of recovery experience in emergency and by NA members.
Do those two things quantify item number 6 on proposals adequately? Did we find where we're coming from in terms of propaganda? In terms of editorial policy, one thing that I might suggest that we could get to is this is a proposal. These are proposals, what we've been going from, that they can, the editorials committees, part of editorial committee's input to the compilation workshop. So we can modify, expand on, or shift hand anyway in this workshop.
I guess that's basically what I'm getting to, Jim. These are all written proposals, and that's the purpose of this input workshop, is to proper some basic proposals and some written standing guidelines. And what I was basically going to ask, I see in the proposals for the magazine, 4 basic places where editorial things are coming out of, and I'd like somebody to start expanding on it as far as being comfortable with them and adopting them as guidelines. So,
go ahead, why don't you read which one you're talking about and make a motion.
I'm talking about verse number 1, no names, initials, or any sort of identification, including geographical origin of life.
Motion to adopt his input. Motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt his input.
Good. Discussion?
Yeah, my name is Adam Manetti.
Hi,
the only part is identification of including geographical origin of article. That would not be the same thing as we're looking at advancement of activity. They got to be a geographical grammar. So what do we do with it? Do we amend that in or
again? We're talking about the posters for the magazine, and they need to be, they don't need to be, they can be used as a newsletter sees fit. I'd expand on that even more. In the case of recovery articles, I personally feel that this would be appropriate for a newsletter. In the case, of course, of reportage, it's impossible. It's part of the reportage.
Right. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. I think we did carry a motion that said that sometimes that we could look into the peaceful possible way of putting activities and calendars in any way. And if we do that,
the calendar and an article are a separate okay, discussion germane to this motion to adapt this as input to the compilation workshop.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, would it be necessary
this is just a question, would it be necessary to state including geographic origin of recovery articles? Would it be in order to take that in this guideline and leave a leeway in these proposals for a possible activity agenda?
Well, I don't necessarily see that. I see two different things, articles and calendars of events. At a previous mission, we considered calendars of events as a separate thing from articles.
So it's not necessarily needed to specify.
Well,